This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 18, 2024. I'm Bill Newell in for Rick Moore. In our headlines, the city of Peabody is looking for a new police station. Swampscott schools, like many state school districts, are looking to improve student attendance. And today in weather, we're looking for some clouds and some sun with temps to the mid-40s. There'll be a high tide this evening at 7:30. North Shore news and sports coverage is made possible through the support of Moynihan Lumber, located in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. In today's news, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt has submitted a nearly $70 million bond order to finance a new public safety headquarters, which would include a new police station adjacent to the Higgins Middle School. The Daily Item reports that in a letter to the city council, the mayor wrote that the current police station on Alena Lane is nearly 50 years old. Construction continues at a human services agency, Action, Inc. in Gloucester. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that the headquarters at 180 Main Street, the former F.W. Woolworth building, is undergoing massive renovations. The first floor renovations will help make the programming more accessible to Cape Ann residents. The Swampscott Public Schools are looking to improve student success in the district. One of the ways that they can help do that would be to improve student attendance with chronic absenteeism.
And again, this is not something that's unique to Swampscott. The entire state is suffering from an epidemic of chronic absenteeism among its students. But when we looked at our data, these are a couple things we noticed. So if you see the bottom of the first column, 19% of our students last year were chronically absent, which means they missed 10% or more of all school days. So 18 or more school days were missed by 19%, about a fifth of all our students. But if you look, for example, at the top of that column, English language learners, 37% of our English language learners across the district missed 18 or more days, almost twice the rate. Almost twice the rate for everybody overall.
That is Swampscott Director of Teaching and Learning, Dr. Gene Bacon, who sees an area where the district can make some improvements in attendance.
So then we looked at the gaps at the state. So in the last column, what that's telling you is that statewide, English language learners are 12% more likely to have chronic absenteeism than all students across the state. So the gap statewide between English language learners and all students is 12%. But then if you look at the middle column, the gap for English language learners in Swampscott is 18%. So that tells us we have room to move here, right? We should be doing at least as well as the state, if not better, because that's how Swampscott runs. Generally, we're doing a little bit better than the state on almost any measure you look at. So we were looking for things where there's an opportunity to move.
Also presenting last week at the school committee meeting was middle school assistant principal Emily Zotto, who added efforts to address attendance concerns have already been underway for some time in Swampscott.
Connected to this plan, but not as part of the plan, as Jean was saying, we are... You know, when you look at some of these numbers, I think we all had some of that. I can see some of your reactions. It's noticeable. And in some cases, we feel like those numbers are pretty striking. I just want to reinforce that the work is happening, the daily monitoring, the outreach, the investigations, the communication, the supports, the interventions, that is work that is happening in the district. And we also, you know, something that we're putting on all of our lists as school administrators is to really introduce like a public relations campaign around attendance and the importance of being in school, and that time in terms of instruction and social emotional learning and a sense of belonging, that is critical to our students' success. So we're just, every presentation, all the conversations with the families, we'd love you to be on board with that too. Again, in connection to the plan, not directly, but you know, it's something that we're going to be really focusing on. You'll see that from us too.
Last week's school committee meeting can be accessed through YouTube at the Swampscott Public Schools YouTube channel. In Salem, the Salem News reports that contract talks have started with the Salem Public Schools and the Teachers Union. The Lynn Public Schools have hired a new chief academic officer for the district, and she is Patricia Hebert, a 22-year employee of the district and a current school principal in the city of Lynn.
As chief academic officer, my overarching goal is to ensure that every student in Lynn Public Schools receives a high-quality education that prepares them for success in college, career, and life. Drawing upon my deep understanding of our district and its unique challenges and opportunities, I am committed to collaborating closely with our talented educators to strengthen our curriculum, instructional practices, and assessment strategies to meet the diverse needs of our student population.
Hebert will start her new position with the district in July. In Newburyport, a bus route that was canceled that dropped passengers off at Anna Jakes Hospital will be coming back, according to the Merrimack Valley Transit Authority. Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News that apparently the hospital and the transit agency have resolved an issue that now will be able to resume bus service to the hospital. The issue stemmed from roadways not being wide enough to safely handle the bus traffic. Sports is next, and then on North Shore Today Extra, we will hear from three state champion North Shore hockey coaches coming back with titles Sunday from the TD Garden.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Wizards Sunday, 131-104. They'll host the Pistons tonight. The Bruins beat the Flyers 6-5 on Saturday. They were off yesterday, but they will then host the Senators tomorrow night at the Garden. What a day and night it was at the TD Garden Sunday for high school hockey. In D1 boys, St. John's Prep netted a buzzer beater by Johnny Tye for a 3-2 win over Winchester to take home a state title. In D3 boys, Marblehead scored a first period goal and went on to hang on and beat a very talented Nauset team 1-0 for the D3 state title. In D1 girls, St. Mary's gave up a game-tying goal with just seconds remaining in regulation and then went on for a 5-4 win over number one Notre Dame in the third overtime of yesterday's game. Hear extended post-game comments with those three winning coaches in their games in today's North Shore Today Extra, which is coming up now.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell, and we had special coverage yesterday from the TD Garden in Boston on our three North Shore hockey teams competing for state titles. And the North Shore went 3-for-3 yesterday, as noted a moment ago. St. Mary's girls winning, Marblehead boys winning, St. John's Prep boys winning state titles. All three of those teams winning yesterday at the Garden. So let's hear from the coaches and what they had to say after the game. We will take them in chronological order from yesterday's games. First up, St. Mary's girls went three overtimes, as we mentioned. They had the 9 a.m. game. This is St. Mary's coach Frank Pagliuca.
I'm so proud of the kids, obviously. I mean, the game could have went either way. It was one of those games where it was going to take one opportunity, one puck bounce. I'm so proud of our kids. We got down 3-0. We're getting outplayed, and we just kept playing. That's been our motto all year, to do it together. We kept working, kept grinding, got a couple goals, tied the game up. Obviously, the goal at the end of the game that we gave up was tough, but the kids just kept playing and stayed focused. They battled and competed their hearts out today. I couldn't be more proud of them.
What can you say about the way that Gianna kind of set her head and stood on her head at the end of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think she was nails the whole. I mean, I really believe that she won us that game. She kept us at bay. She made a couple of adjustments after they beat her. Sarah White beat her twice on great shots on the far post, and she adjusted after that. She did a great job. I'm so proud of her. The kid hadn't started a varsity game until her senior year. So right. Think about how far she's come. She really kept us at bay, and I'm so proud of her for giving us a chance to win the game.
You had such a short bench, and yeah, to have so many overtimes. What was your kind of mindset going into all those overtimes with such a short bench?
Yeah, I mean, the short bench is, you know, something that I decided to do this year. We had options. We have a full JV team. I just wanted to go with players that I knew that were going to play on a consistent basis. So that's why we have a short bench. It was by design. We knew that at times against teams that are a little bit deeper that we're going to have some conditioning issues. So we made sure in practices we were competing hard, working on our conditioning. And at those games, you're going to put your best players or who's playing best in that situation. And I'm just so proud of the group to come through like that.
Coach, just what can you say about the effort of Vanessa Hall playing all those shifts in overtime?
She was blocking shots. She played out of her mind. She didn't come off the ice, and I don't think she came off the ice. And Abby Malcott stepped up too and did a great job. We said you have to do the little things in overtime. You have to block shots. You have to sacrifice your body if you want to give you a chance to win a state championship. And she was one of the best players on the ice. She really was. I'm so proud of her.
Coach, a couple goals from Bella, and then she drew penalty after penalty in overtime. Yep. Thoughts on how disciplined she is as just a freshman?
Yeah, I know, like, we had an idea that Notre Dame was going to target her, and they did. They did a great job with her. So we talked about just picking your spots and kind of not trying to do everything on one shift. And her line mate stepped it up. Alyssa Norton had, obviously, the game-winning goal and another goal. And our other lines, kind of unheralded, but Audrey Zink got a big goal there on a rebound, crashed in that. We need that. And we're not just relying on one or two people. It was a total team effort today. I'm very proud of the girls.
Yeah. Talking about the team, between the two teams, 17 underclassmen.
And yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
That yeah, that's the current status of MIA hockey. You're going to have to rely on 12, 13, 14-year-olds at time in these big situations. And at the end of the day, it's just a game. And that's what we try to focus on. You know, you got to, like they say, own the moment, not let the moment overtake you. And I thought we did a great job with that, of kind of owning the moment tonight.
Coach, with the 3-on-3 in that second overtime, what's the approach? What do you tell your players? And how much practice do you get during the year of doing 3-on-3?
Obviously, when the state tournament comes, we do a lot of small games, a lot of 3-on-3s in practice. But obviously, it's a little bit different full ice. So we've been practicing that over the last couple of weeks, preparing for it. And I just think in those situations, you just tell them to go get it. Don't sit back. Don't be tentative. If you get an opportunity, attack and see what happens. Put pucks to net. Fluky bounces happen all the time in overtime. So we want to make sure we were getting pucks to the net, and we did that tonight.
Post-game comments from St. Mary's girls hockey coach Frank Pagliuca. Congratulations to him, the coaching staff, and, of course, the players and families on the state title. Now let's go to the Marblehead win as they beat Nauset 1-0. One first period goal was enough, apparently, for Marblehead. And Marblehead coach Mark Maffione was asked after the game about the outstanding performance from his goaltender, Leo Burge.
Yeah, I mean, he's been that level, I think, the whole tournament. If you look at all the games, I think it was all one-goal games. Last three were all, like, one-goal games. And, you know, Methuen was a close one. He's just been – the pucks just don't go in. I don't know how to explain it. They just – you know, even when they're pressing us hard, you expect Leo to come up with a save somehow, some way. He's just so calm and collected back there. So, yeah, I can't say I'm surprised. He's just been great, you know, the whole season, especially in the tournament when the pressure is the highest. He just saves everything. So happy to have him.
What do you say about the kill? I mean, 3-for-3 on the kill.
Yeah. No, the kill was really good. We worked on that quite a bit in practice. We know they like to get it to 34 and go back door a little bit. So, you know, we practiced that, you know, specifically for them. And I think you know, they did a great job out there and overall in the kill, for sure.
You guys spent a lot of time defending the first and second period. Third period, it felt like you were able to reverse that a little bit.
Yeah.
What changed going on with third?
I feel like we weren't playing our game for the first couple of periods. We were kind of like fighting the puck, and that team was so good. They were they're so well coached, and they were coming at us. And I think you know, a little bit of survival mode the first couple periods, and then, you know, we finally got into a little bit of a rhythm in the third period. But it was just a battle. I think we just at the end kind of just like blocking shots, just trying to keep the puck out of our net at the end. And even on the power play, we were on the power play. It was almost like they were on the power play for us at the end. But you know, I think they just battled and were eating a lot of shots back there and blocking shots. So it was team effort.
What was the game plan coming in to shut down such a high-powered offense?
Yeah, we thought we know they had a lot of structure, and just watching on film, we thought that you know, no team had really challenged their structure. We thought that you know, we were at a level that they hadn't seen yet all year, and you know, I'll give them credit; they were even better than we thought. We thought just based on film, they just came out. They pressured us all night, and you know, hit a couple posts, three or four posts. So like, it was just a crazy game. And they're a good team. I think it was a little bit of luck, a little bit of Leo, and then you know, just eating shots, things like that. They definitely pressured us a lot.
When you say their structure, what do you mean by that?
It's I think with them, they move the puck, they get the puck in really well. Like, their neutral zone is really good. They're always going D to D, tape passes. I think their players are always in the right place, and you know, they get shots in the net, they block shots. So it's a well coached team, and we just thought that we could challenge them a little more than what they'd seen before tonight.
What's it like to bring a title back to Marblehead for the first
time? I know it's still sinking in. It's just like that's always the goal every year, right? To bring a title back, and I think it's still sinking in a little bit. You get to see like how important it is to the town, especially these kids, and like my three assistant coaches as well all played for Marblehead, so it's just fun to see how important hockey is to the town. You see like all the fans come out and stuff, so it's pretty cool being like a public school and bringing home for like the town, which is pretty cool.
I know you've gotten a million and one questions about 0-6, right?
Yeah.
But you went and beat the number 3 team, the number 2 team, and now the number 1 team, and unequivocally you are number 1. Is that the road that you wanted to travel?
No. So it was crazy. We went 2-8, and then the 7 of our 9 losses, we got to play again and beat them the second time, except we tied Danvers. So it's like pretty incredible where we, every team we lost to pretty much, except for like Rhode Island, we played again and beat her and then tied one. So it's pretty, I think pretty remarkable group. I think they always, we knew we had a good team. It was just weird bounces, one goal losses, like letting up shorthanded goals. And it was frustrating, but I don't think the team ever there was never a time where we quit or whatever. We kind of always had, I think the low point of the season was when we went 2-8. It's a 3-0 loss to Danvers, where that was the one game where we just didn't show up. The Essex Tech game, I benched like half the team because just some stupid things they were doing, and so that 7-0 loss was just all our juniors and seniors in play. So we only had one real no-show game. The rest of the effort was there. I think it was just just the power play started going, the kids started getting their scoring touch a little bit. So
Is there a moment, whether it was a practice or, between periods or anything, any sort of spark or a play during a game that you could pinpoint as the moment when things kind of started to turn?
No, I think it was, 2-8, I think that we beat, I believe it was Masco, I think, or we had a, it was the first win over one of the tournament teams in our league. I think it was either Masco or Gloucester. I think that's when we started to really believe once we were able to knock off one of like the heavyweights in our league, which is like Masco, Gloucester, Danvers, and Winthrop. So I think our first win over, I think it was either Gloucester or Masco, that was kind of when we were like, we're fine. And I think with the way the power rank, I usually the biggest speaking out against the power rankings, but like they helped us this year. Like I'm the one at the team meetings being like, this is ridiculous. How can a 2-win team have this? But they actually helped us, because when we were like 0-6 or 2-8, if it was like the previous, we had to be over 500, that might have been too big of a, just mentally kind of like that. But knowing that we were, pretty steadily in the tournament was kind of helpful. We didn't have like that getting over 500 hump wasn't something like in the back of our head.
You got the shutout. So you talked about your goaltender.
Yeah.
What about your defenseman? The whole effort there. What can you? What do you recall out of that?
I think it's a lot of shot block. I think Hogan must have blocked a bunch of shots. Dolan. We play four. We play four defensemen, and they all. I think Sean Dolan is probably our best skater tonight. He was just doing what he does, just controlling the game from back there. And Hogan's always a great leader. He ate, blocking shots, doing whatever it takes to stop. So yeah, it was impressive by the decor. They were under a lot of pressure tonight.
Yeah.
Marblehead coach Mark Maffione after the state title win yesterday at the TD Garden. And then in D1, it was St. John's Prep coming back with a state title. Coach Christian Hansen on his 2023-24 prep team.
We had a lot of new faces. We had a new goalie, number one. That first game of the year against Hingham, he was a little shell-shocked. We lose that game. And it took him a while to kind of regroup and reset and find his form. But once he did, he was excellent all year. So we found a goalie. And then just so many kids stepped in and played important roles this year. And you talk about new kids, even kids like Hosmer and Goodrich, who last year played really limited roles, this year were counted on to play big roles for us. So couldn't be more proud of the senior leadership. Vanna Rosa, Ty Daugherty, our captains, and mentoring young players and really getting the most out of their ability.
I saw you give Johnny a huge hug, bear hug after the game. What was that moment?
Oh, I love
like
that kid. But I love them, and I'm proud of them, and I truly am. These kids are special to me, and this senior group in particular. We started together with COVID You know, incredibly, that was 4 years ago. But we were coming to the rink every day, their first year, all these senior captains with a mask on, and we're playing an abbreviated schedule, and they were going through hell. You know, and they look forward to that opportunity to play St. John's Prep hockey and make varsity, and here we are having a social distance and just all they had to overcome. I had his two brothers. I had Danny and Maddie. So, like, it's just been a tie. I've been with ties since 2015, and it's I love them, and it's sad for me that kind of saga is over, but there'll be new kids coming along, and that's the great thing about being the coach. You get to keep coming back and experience the new kids, and I've been here 17 years now, and these four, I mean, this is such a special team. Cam Umla, Cam, I feel like is a son to me, so I love these kids.
Awesome.
Congrats, Chris. Yeah. I'm sorry. Stop staying anything to me. We just won the state championship.
Was there ever a moment tonight where, I mean, because your guys felt confident. They didn't allow that nervousness of this is a pesky team that's looking for an upset to creep in. I mean, was that something that you felt resonate from the bench, from the seniors? You talked about the senior leadership, and I just felt like, you know, other teams, maybe not other teams of yours, but other teams in general in that spot, right? They get tight. And I felt like those guys, Vana, Ty, they made sure you guys didn't get tight.
They've been there before. And I really thought we played very well at the end of the game. And that's when all the pressure was on. But I look over at those guys right now, and they're our leaders. And they've been around. They've been here 4 years. They're captains. They're state champions in other sports. They're all state champions in hockey. They won it here in 22. They know what it takes to win, and they know how to play right to the final buzzer.
I mean, is there something you can do to foster guys that can play under pressure, or do they just sort of have to be born with that?
Okay, it's a two-part, right? So yes, because we play so many difficult big games. You're playing in the Frades tournament. You're playing in the Hines game. You're playing in the Catholic Conference. You're playing against the best teams in the state. So, yeah, you're used to playing against the best teams. But the part two to that is these are just kids that kind of have it. You know, Jake Vann has won six state titles, and I look over at those guys. They have it, and they know what it takes at the end of a big game to win. And they stepped up tonight and did it. And I thought they looked confident. And, I mean, Jake Vann said it before the last faceoff. He told them we're scoring right here, and they did.
It felt like they were out there a lot. I mean, did you try to get the Vann line out there a little more, or was it kind of the normal rotation?
We know how good 12, 8, and 3 are, right? And I wanted these guys, because they're bigger and stronger, out there against them. So they're going to play a lot. My guys are going to play a lot. And we knew they had the stamina to do it. You know, I tell you, we're more used to playing four lines. So sometimes I get nervous about overplaying our top guys, because I know they can do it. You know, but when the championship's on the line, I guess you find a way to get it done.
St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen, a frequent guest here with Rick Moore during the hockey season here on MSONewsSports.com. That's it. That's our North Shore Today Extra. Congratulations to all of the coaches, their coaching staffs, and, of course, all the players for their state title wins yesterday at the TD Garden. This is North Shore Today Extra on MSONewsSports.com.